I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
We're talking UK cheerleaders today.
As the director of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History, it's my job in some ways to determine where the gaps in history and what needs to be documented. And of course, we're conducting an ongoing project documenting the history of the storied University of Kentucky men's basketball team. That's the sport that gets oftentimes a lot of attention. But really, the more successful team here at the University of Kentucky from a national championship standpoint is the University of Kentucky cheerleaders. And so we, in partnership with Renee Collins from Room 17 Productions, have embarked on a journey to document this incredible story. The University of Kentucky cheerleaders since the early 1980s have won 23 national championships. They really are one of the most, if not the most, dominant team in all of college athletics.
Fair to call them a perennial powerhouse.
What's interesting about the history of cheerleading here at the University of Kentucky is watching that transformation from an extracurricular activity that really people did on the side of their schoolwork to this ultra-serious, athletic, competitive sport that is really remarkable in the success that they have had.
You can't tell the story about the cheerleaders without mentioning T. Lynn Williamson.
T. Lynn Williamson, who came on board as the faculty advisor for, at the time, was something that was going through the transition of extracurricular to a competitive sport. He didn't really want to do it in the beginning, and he talks a little bit about that. And Cliff Hagan pretty much appointed him to this position.
Cliff Hagan, the athletics director at the time.
So I thought, okay, I guess I better learn something about this. So I asked somebody as to when they practiced, and so I then, that next Tuesday or Thursday night, went to their practice. Then I started going to practice every night. When I first went, they were a little suspicious about what I was about, what I was interested in, whether I really was interested in them or whether I was interested in something else. But then I started watching and learning a little bit about what they were doing. And so I then, after two or three practices, then we actually announced that I would be their advisor.
T. Lynn Williamson really went from this reluctant faculty advisor to creating and inspiring one of the most successful teams in the University of Kentucky's history. And he continues to this day to serve in that role. So from 1977 to the present, he has been the faculty advisor for the University of Kentucky cheerleading program.
So now you are building an archive of all these cheerleaders' experiences.
We've interviewed a wide range of individuals associated with the University of Kentucky cheerleading, from T. Lynn Williamson to Jomo Thompson, who is the current coach of UK cheerleaders, but he also was a cheerleader himself in the 90s. We've interviewed Dale Baldwin, who was our first interview for this project. He was on the early national championship team. He was later paralyzed in an accident, a cheerleading accident, I think the next year, but has since become really an incredible advocate and historian for University of Kentucky cheerleading. It was a great interview. We've also interviewed Don Duncan Walters. And Don was also on that early team, I think 1985, that won the first national championship. And she really talks about the details about this program, as well as trying out and as well as reflecting back on the impact of people like T. Lynn Williamson.
Thank you for just being real. Thank you for having the knowledge to pretty much do all the right things back then. Because, you know, I think back and there's really, you know, I know that there's mistakes that I've made during my coaching time and I go, okay, I've learned from that now and, I need to learn from that. I don't really remember any times that I thought that T. Lynn did something wrong, you know, and it was tough and he was definitely was not a pushover and he set his standards high and we knew to follow him. But I think back now, and like I said, that I've used so many things, and he's kind of on my shoulder where I'm like, yep, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I am so fortunate to just to thank him for having his crap together. If that's, you know, for lack of better words, you know, just thanks for knowing what to do back at that time and for really making so many awesome decisions and choices and getting it right.
A lot of the cheerleaders that we have interviewed have come out of this experience and gone on to incredibly successful careers. And in these interviews, you hear that they really attribute so much of their success to their cheerleading experience at the University of Kentucky. I can't not say that I'm so proud of this project because my mother was a cheerleader for Penn State and traveled with the football team and did that. And so I've always been interested in cheerleading and the history of cheerleading. And it's so incredible to watch what is happening here at the University of Kentucky. I'm so excited. Let's bring another national championship home. Special thanks especially to Renee Collins from Room 17 Productions. She's been our partner in this project and has really been the spark to kickstart this project. And we couldn't be more happy with this.
And you can hear every single one of these interviews. They're all archived online.
You can listen to them and search them at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.